You are not here by accident. You are here by design. And you are here to find courage in the face of fear, to replace isolation with connection, to push back that feeling of overwhelm, and to start feeling confident. And you know how you're going to do it? By listening to other people's stories. There's no better way to feed your soul and raise your vibration and shift your mindset than to hear the stories of those who have gone before you. I'm your host, Lori Lynn, also known as Her Royal Excitedness, and I invite you to rise and climb. Welcome back to the Rise and Climb podcast with your host, Lori Lynn. You know, I've found through doing these interviews that very often the people that are truly passionate about their work were at some point in their journey knocked down and they had to find their way back up. They had to climb their way back up. And it was through the process of finding answers for themselves that they discovered their passion and their purpose and their mission. And that is absolutely the case today for our guest, Dr. Jennifer Shaw of Natural Wellness Tips. She was literally knocked down and for 5.5 years tried everything that she came across to try to get healthy and well again and to be pain-free. And so I welcome to the show Dr. Jennifer Shaw. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lori.
So when I first heard about you, the first thing that someone said to me was, you know that she was actually hit by a car, like riding her bike. And I'm like, stop. Like, look like the picture of health. And I'm like, okay, this does not look like a woman who, you know, suffered through months and months of chronic pain and pain medicine. And so you have quite a remarkable story of being literally hit, knocked down, you know, broken, and then have built back up. And I would love for you to share, you know, even before that, if you care to, just kind of tell our listeners where your journey began. And then we'll get into, you know, what do you do today to kind of keep your health and your wellness and stay thriving and active?
Totally. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. I get that response of shock quite often when I tell people what I've been through. So thank you. I appreciate it. But I joke all the time. I get asked regularly, like, wow, you're so lucky you live this great life. Like, what did you do to get here? And I'm like, you know, all I had to do was get hit by a car. People aren't sure what they should say to me. And I'm like, okay, no, seriously, let me back up and tell you how I have the life I have, right? But I put humor on it so people don't take it, you know, so people don't dive so deep in the emotions of it, right? Right. But basically, for me, I was a varsity athlete from seventh grade on. I was always very athletic, very competitive, very good at gymnastics, cheerleading, things in that realm, dance. And I had a lot of injuries just because of that. I was, you know, very aggressive about everything I did. And I saw a lot of physical therapists. So I decided that their job looked really fun. And that's what I wanted to do when I grew up. So I went to school for 7 years and I became a doctor of physical therapy. And I moved out to California from New York, was super excited, just started my dream physical therapy job. I mean, when I was in school, if I could pick what I wanted to be doing, it was exactly what I wanted in the exact town I wanted. It was great. And my third Monday, I was riding my bike before I went to work, and a woman was not paying full attention at a stop sign. I had the right of way. We made eye contact. She looked away, and I kept riding my bike. And she, while looking away, drove her car into me, and ended up throwing me about 30 feet. Thankfully, I was a professional cheerleader for about 8 years before that, and I was in exceptional shape. So I kind of did a tuck and roll and landed on my feet, and that was kind of the downhill start. You know, my life just got taken away from me in that moment, everything that I had worked for. And my pain kept getting worse and worse and worse for about 8 months. I took every pill the doctor said to take. I got every injection the doctor said to do. 8 months into this, I was in severe chronic pain, taking about 30 pills a day, and I was completely disabled. And I was 25. My heart was broken. I met with the head of neurosurgery for the hospital system out here in San Diego. And he basically looked at me and was like, I cannot tell you how you lived nor how you are not paralyzed. You shouldn't be how you are today. Like, you're so lucky. And I ended up with a spinal cord injury from C6 to T9. So pretty much my whole mid back. I have a brainstem injury, which I'm still getting neuro rehab done on. And I have all the other back injuries that people say they have, you know, like people are like, oh, I have a bad back. I'm like, yeah, I got all that too. but I was told that I'd be on Vicodin for the rest of my life that day. And I went home and I cried and I woke up the next day and I was like, you know what? Forget this. I put all my meds in a shoebox. I put them up in the top of the closet and I was like, I'm done. I'm done with this. I'm just going to live in pain. And I navigated this broken road of natural health and wellness, constantly people telling me I'm doing the wrong things, doctors telling me I should be doing something different. My family being like, shouldn't you listen to the doctors? And I tried everything, acupuncture, gua sha, cupping, massage, physical therapy, meditation, nutrition, you name it. I was willing to try it. And everything helped a little bit. I continually changed my life just a little bit. I dove into yoga. I became a yoga instructor. And that was a huge healing for me emotionally and physically. And then reluctantly, extremely reluctantly, I tried essential oils, doTERRA essential oils. I told the girl I was buying them to prove her wrong, that they weren't going to help me. God bless her. And 6 weeks in, I was pain-free for the first time in 5.5 years. And I remember calling her and being like, I'm really happy you proved me wrong. Like, I'm really happy I gave you a chance.
It makes me chills.
So it makes me tear up every time I say it. And I'm glad I did give her a chance because I was so skeptical. But from that day on, I was like, this is something people need help with. People deal with things, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, exhaustion, insomnia, stress, pain. Like, we all work ourselves to the bone in our family lives, in our professional lives, and we don't give ourselves grace and take care of ourselves, but we don't even know where to start when we want to. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I help people with. I help people break free of their patterns and find the health, the wellness, the bodies they've always wanted. But I don't just help them find it. I help them keep it, because we all too often chase fad diets or fad exercise routines. And we're like, oh, you know, that was great for a minute, but now 6 months later, I gained back the weight plus some, or, you know, my anxiety's back plus some, you know. I help people find that and create habits around it to keep the success they've made.
Right. Oh, that's beautiful. And I think often we end up medicating the pain or medicating than just dealing with the side effects. And one of the things that took me off guard in your story, but I also resonated with, because, oh my gosh, I've totally done that same thing where you're like, I'm just going to let my body feel what it feels and then get to the root. And I applaud you. I commend you for, you know, for taking that path and walking that journey, because it's scary. It's really scary. But because you faced that, because you, you know, were willing to go, all right, I'm not willing to do this anymore. And then, you know, continue to look for what are the things that help, and then finally landed on something that actually gave you relief, not just from the symptom, but from the actual root of the pain. Now you're, you know, turning around and going, hey, there are answers over here and you don't have to live like that anymore. So I love that your message, is very much about fighting overwhelm, finding a place of being alive. And so much of what you teach is just really simple. Like you said, just simple habits that you can kind of slide into your life and incorporate into your life. So I know anyone listening who resonates with any of your story or any of those feelings is dying to know, like, okay, tell me, Jennifer, what do you do? So can you give us just some of your, you know, basic tips for, you're just living the life that you were designed to live instead of just kind of, you know, dragging yourself through and just feeling exhausted and, you know, dealing with chronic pain and taking medicine to mask symptoms. And, you know, how do we even begin? Where do you even start?
Yeah, such a good question. I think everything is based in habits. If you haven't read the book, The Compound Effect, I'm a huge reader. I'll probably tell you to read like 3 books by the time we're done with it. But the Compound Effect talks about the idea that everything in life is the compound of habits. So whether you choose those habits to be healthy ones or unhealthy ones, they're all going to compound on each other and change your life. But I always give this example when we talk about overwhelm and changing things. I think it's really important to talk about our schedules, kind of the unspoken beast. You know, people don't want to talk about their schedules. They don't want to look at their schedules because their schedules overwhelm them. But that's exactly the problem, is you are just continuing a cycle, right? So many of us can relate to this. You kind of think about coming home from work. Your significant other is asking you questions. You're still trying to figure out what you're going to make for dinner. The kids are pulling at your leg. They need you. The dog's barking. He has no water or food. You know, the toys are all over the toy room, or, you know, you'd have laundry to do. You still have 100 emails to check. You haven't had a chance to work out yet. You just realized you haven't peed since like before lunch and you forgot to drink water all afternoon. And you're just sitting there like, oh my God, like, how am I supposed to do everything that I need to do in order to get to bed tonight? So then you say, oh, well, you know what? I'm just going to stay up late again tonight. And I'm just going to get everything done after everyone goes to bed. Or I'm going to, you know, get everything done while everyone's awake. And then when everyone goes to bed, I'm just going to sit on the couch and watch TV for a couple hours because I deserve it. And I'm exhausted and I'm shot, right? Like, can we all relate to something in that story? It's just such a common thing where we literally survive from day to day, moment to moment, because our schedules run our lives and we don't run our schedules. But we all have the same 24 hours. Now, I know everyone's like, yeah, but you don't have kids. No, you're right. I don't have kids. I live with a 3.5-year-old that I help out responsibility-wise. And that is, you know, something that I have to schedule in. I have, you know, communications with my sister over our schedules. But, you know, we all have different things. And it wasn't always this way for me. Like, I worked 3 jobs when I started my business because I needed to pay the bills, right? So we can all relate. Your story is no different. It's just your story. But you're in charge of your schedule. So some of the things that I always recommend people do with their schedule is become best friends with it. You need to be looking at it on a consistent basis. So I recommend having a meeting on Sunday. If you're single and live by yourself, that meeting's by yourself. You are sitting down with your schedule on Sunday for 30 minutes, an hour, and you are looking at your entire week. Some of the things I schedule in first are work. When am I working? When do I have doctor's appointments? When do you have to take the kids to obligations, you know, for them? When are you going grocery shopping? Now you might be like, why is that going in your schedule first? Well, if you don't plan grocery shopping, you're not going to plan your meals, which means you're going to eat out and eat unhealthy and waste money and time and, you know, make unhealthy choices, right? So you're going to plan in, when am I going to the grocery store? What am I cooking for the week? What days am I cooking what? What does that look like? Put it in your schedule. The more of these things you can put in your schedule to take the thought out, so when you get home at 6:30 p.m. from work and everyone's yelling at you, you don't have to worry about what you're cooking because you already planned it on Sunday. You already have the stuff in the fridge, or you have it cooking in the crock pot already because you made a plan, right? Then you go in after you schedule in those necessities. You need to schedule in working out. You need to then schedule in time for yourself. Are you somebody that gets refilled by taking a walk outside? So maybe 3 days a week after dinner, you go take a walk outside. Your family can come with you or not. That's up to you. Maybe you schedule in yoga a couple days before work. Maybe you know, go to the gym, whatever it is for you that you need to do. Maybe it's once a week you have dinner with your husband or your wife and you schedule that in. Those things have to be in the schedule. But the point here is if you look on Sunday and you spend 30 minutes to an hour mapping your week out, things are going to pop up. Things are going to change. But when something pops up and needs changing, you're easy to mend to it and bend there because you have put so much thought into your week that you know exactly what's happening. The other cool thing is if you are married or you have responsibilities, like sometimes I have to pick my niece up from school. Like I talk to my sister about that on a weekly basis and we're like, okay, I need to pick her up on Tuesday. Let me make sure that's in my schedule so that nothing gets booked over it, right? You guys know who's picking kids up or dropping a dog off here, there, or everywhere because you talked about it. So you're going to have less resentment towards those people in your lives. You're going to have less frustration. You're just going to feel better. And then when you're putting these things in your schedule, you need to remember the word no. The word no is so important and we don't use it enough. We say yes to everything because we don't want to upset other people. We don't want to let people down. We don't want to, you know, feel like we're not being a good parent because we are the only parent that doesn't show up for PTA. Well, you don't know why that person's not showing up for PTA, because let me tell you this, my best friend's husband is disabled and he's the stay-at-home dad and she works full-time and he takes care of the kids. So yes, she's not one of the moms that shows up for everything, and it eats her alive because she feels like people look down on her for it, but she makes the money for that house. So you never know, and you don't need to be saying yes to things for an appearance or image to other people. You need to be saying yes to things because they fill your soul. They fill your heart. You need to really ask yourself before you say yes to social obligations, work obligations, things for your family. Is it serving you? Is it serving your family? Are you just saying yes for other people? Or is this really what you want? Like, really ask yourselves those questions. So I know that's a lot of information, but really to sum it up, stop letting your schedule run your life and you run your schedule, because you have the ability to do that. So I look at it for 30 to a minutes to an hour every Sunday and communicate with the powers to be that need to know what's happening. And then every evening for about 5 minutes before I go to bed, I look over my schedule for the next day, make sure I confirm my appointments, make sure I know exactly where I'm being. I have my short to-do list for the next day so I can feel really accomplished. And I evaluate, are things really serving me that I'm saying yes to? I had a client that I was working with who said she needed more energy and she was always tired. I obviously helped her with essential oils and things for energy and sleep and stuff like that. But just dove deeper and we realized that she was just saying yes to everything. She was on every board. She was at every classroom thing. And she just needed to learn how to say no. And when we worked on this with her and she learned to say no and hold herself accountable for those choices, and I held her accountable for making those choices, we went over her schedule until she kind of got control over it. Now she feels empowered. Her energy is so much higher. She's less frustrated, less overwhelmed. It's pretty powerful.
Wow. Yeah, that is incredibly powerful. And I heard you say, you know, you helped her with some external things, you know, like essential oils and that sort of thing. You know, I hear a lot about supplementation. And so often I think to myself, this is not a cure for stupid. And I'm talking to myself, you know, like if it's something that's supposed to give me energy, it's like, right. But if you stay out until 2 o'clock in the morning and you like too much to drink, then yeah, don't expect that this is going to do some miracle the next day. Like, this is not a cure for stupid.
I love like, that. I'm going to so use that. I do think supplementation and things are super important, but you're right. It is not a cure for stupid.
Right. Yeah. Let's start with stupid and work up from there.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So I know on the podcast, they can't see you, but every time you like reach up and grab, you know, I don't know, move your hair or something, you've got these incredible biceps. I'm like, dang, girl.
Thank you. Yoga.
What does your workout routine look like? Yoga.
My workout routines, I get asked a lot. Actually, I was just saying I was in Salt Lake City and I was talking to some friends and they're all like, CrossFit, what do you do? Mm-hmm. Intermittent fasting? Like, what do you do? Keto? And I'm like, I don't do any of the things. Okay. Like, I don't do the shiny things. It's not how I'm fit. Really for me, it's compounding of habits. Just like I mentioned in the beginning, I do yoga about 5 days a week. And then I do usually HIIT training. So just interval training, body weight exercises with some cardio bursts for about 45 minutes twice a week. And then I usually surf a day or two a week. So I'm pretty active, but most of it's just yoga. And then really healthy eating habits. I cut out alcohol 2 months ago, and just for some personal dietary reasons, I cut out gluten and dairy right now, just as I do some gut healing. And then I eat real clean. Everything's from, you know, actual plants and not from boxes. So very clean eating in my home. And yeah, it's just drinking lots of water, taking really good care of myself, getting enough sleep, and loving my body.
Yeah. A lot of the basics, a lot of habits that compound.
Yep, exactly. Like, and that's why everyone comes up to me and they're asking me which shiny direction I'm running in to get fit. And I'm like, I'm not running in any of the shiny directions. I'm literally doing all the things that we know we need to be healthy. Sleeping, drinking water, eating healthy, exercising regularly. No shiny objects. It's just feeding my body what it needs. And that's the key.
Right. My now 15-year-old son years ago decided that he wanted to have a pull-up competition. And I was like, I don't even know if I can do a pull-up. But I tried. And sure enough, like I was able to do one. And by the end of that month, I think I had done, oh gosh, it was over 300 pull-ups. That month.
Amazing.
And so we've kind of kept it up, you know, like I kind of ebb and flow. But I try to do at least a couple every day. And all of a sudden I'm like, hey, feel these guns, man. And then I was like changing clothes one day in the mirror and saw like, I've got core muscles, you know, that weren't there before. And went to my chiropractor, you know, some of the best exercise you can do because everything that we do pulls us forward. You know, we're on our computers, we're on our phones. Driving, we're holding kids, we're washing dishes, we're, you know, everything moves our shoulders forward and pulls us forward. And then the pull-ups actually like bring us back. And I've actually never done yoga, but I'm sure yoga helps stretch all of that out too. Can you talk about, like, you know, since you like train other yoga instructors, just give us kind of a bird's eye view of why that would be something beneficial for people to begin to incorporate into their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yoga is a moving meditation. We think of yoga as Instagram and Instagram photos and, you know, bendy people that are like, look at me yoga. And heck, go check my Instagram. You'll see I got a ton of yoga photos on there too. But yoga is not just the physical asana. Yoga is a deep, deep practice that has a lot of spirituality to it. And the idea of yoga is to move through physical asana, right? Like the modern idea here that we get at studios is to move through physical asana while we breathe with the movements. And it is a time that your brain actually relaxes and shuts down and stops cycling through your constant list of things to do. And it, for me on the physicality side, you have something called fascia that wraps around all of your muscles, connects your muscles to your tendons, ligaments, and all of that jazz. And fascia is supposed to glide nice on each other. So it should be able to like glide back and forth, like two pieces of paper on top of each other. And what happens when you don't move your fascia is think about taking like a glue stick between two pieces of paper and rubbing the glue stick on, and then you stick the piece of paper together, but the glue stick doesn't harden right away. So you can slide those pieces of paper, but they kind of feel sticky and stuck. That's what happens to your fascia when you don't move it. So yoga has a way of moving the fascia throughout the body so that it can help break up those restrictions. And those restrictions lead to nerve impingements, decreased blood flow, joint restrictions, injuries and pain, discomfort, tension. So really doing even a small amount of yoga, like a 20-minute yoga practice a day, is going to just help your body break up that fascia and that restriction and allow your body to move with a little more grace and ease. So you have less pain, less discomfort. It's pretty powerful. But on top of that, the bonus is your mind is cleared. We can relax and our stress level comes down and our respiratory rate comes down and our heart rate comes down. So it brings us into a little bit of a state of peace and relaxation.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, it is.
I love that you have kind of the inside view or the behind the scenes view of what's going on with our bodies. I remember, you know, 20 years ago, I would eat a meal that was like highly processed or had a lot of sugar, you know, drank fruit tea. Do you guys have fruit tea where you live?
No.
Oh my goodness. It's insane. It's like Southern sweet tea with a ton of sugar. And then on top of that, they add 2 to 3 fruit juices. So apple juice, pineapple juice, orange juice. So they add these other juices to the already sweetened tea, and it's fruit tea, and it's very popular in Nashville where I live. So I got hooked on fruit tea when I moved to Nashville, and I would go to a restaurant and I would have a cup of fruit tea, like 16 ounces of like basically straight up sugar, refined sugar. And I would feel like all of the lubrication in my shoulders and back disappeared.
Yep.
It was almost instant where I felt like I could crack. Mm-hmm. And I was 24, 25, I didn't have your perspective. I didn't have the terminology. I didn't have the reasoning behind it. So, you know, it wasn't even, and I would tell people, you know, I feel like all the lubrication just got sucked out of my muscles. And now all of a sudden I can hardly move without being in all this pain. What in the world is going on? But this was before I started eating better, seeing a chiropractor, doing a lot of, so I was very much in the, you know, conventional realm of, you know, you just go to the doctor if you don't feel good and you just do what the doctor says. And I remember going to the doctor and saying, you know, I have all these symptoms. And he's like, well, we need to put you on this antidepressant. And I'm like, well, is there anything else I can do, like diet or exercise? Or he's like, well, yeah, of course those things will help, but nobody ever does them.
Oh my God. It's so true. It's so sad. And it's so true. Yeah. People want that quick fix. But yeah, you know, you nailed it. It's like all the time I hear from people, you know, oh, when I eat this, I feel this way, but it's okay. It's not a big deal. Or when I do this, I feel this way. Or when I don't do this, I feel this way, but it's okay. It's no big deal. Like, yeah, it is a big deal. Your body's telling you, sending you signals and you're ignoring them. Like, that's why right now I'm in this kind of crazy detox where I'm like no alcohol, no gluten, no dairy, no beef. And I'm really cleaning up my body just because I want to be able to listen to it better. And then the funny thing is I accidentally had dairy the other day and my face broke out. And I was like, oh, I didn't know I had dairy until my face broke out the next day. And I was like, there you go, Jen, you had dairy. And I remembered, I realized what the dairy was in and was like, now you know you need to ask for that. Like, but I'm able to listen to my body because I have this clean slate. And it can seem so overwhelming, people. Don't worry, people. When you come to me and I help you and you are telling me you want to, you know, feel better, get rid of depression or anxiety or things, I'm not going to tell you to like cut all the good out of your life. I swear. This is like a 10-year process for me. So right. We don't just go, hey, take the fun away and get rid of things. Like, you got to go slow. Well, you know, we start with things like drinking enough water, mastering your schedule, you know, creating boundaries, finding balance in life. Those are the important things in the beginning. And then other things compound on top of that. But yeah, you have to be able to listen to your body. And if you just slow down a little bit and sit quietly every day for a few minutes, you'll be amazed at what your body tells you.
Wow, that's powerful. That's really powerful.
I love this quote from Stephen Covey. It's so good. And it kind of drives home exactly what we've been talking about. You have to decide what your highest priorities are and have the courage, pleasantly, smilingly, non-apologetically, to say no to other things. And the way to do that is by having a bigger yes burning inside. And I think that's so powerful because we should be our yes. Saying yes to yourself, like, what do you want in life? Whether, like, maybe you want to go away by yourself for like 2 days away from everyone and anything with a couple books and not talk to anyone. That's a great freaking why. Go do it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, like you have a health goal or a business goal, or you want to write a book, like, those are great things, but you have to have a bigger burning why to be able to say no to people. And maybe that's just your family. You want to show up best for your family. That's, and it's not just your family. I don't mean it that way. But like, maybe that your why is your family, your yes is your family, but have a big yes and say yes to that over and over again and say no to things that don't serve it. Because that's the power of life. That's where balance comes in.
I love that. That's really beautiful. I feel like that's a good like close to, you know, this is a really great introduction to you and what you're about and what you offer. And I would love for anyone listening to be able to find you. So how do our listeners find you?
Absolutely. So everything I do is natural wellness tips. So you can find my blog, naturalwellness.tips. I'm on Instagram, natural_wellness_tips. Facebook is natural wellness tips. And my podcast is Natural Wellness Tips Podcast. You can find that on iTunes or Spotify. And then as a special offer just for Lori's amazing listeners, I have a scheduling link that you guys can schedule a quick little 15-minute call with me and see if I can help you reach your goals, whatever they may be, health, wellness, relationship-wise. We'll get you there. But it's bit.ly/15NWT. So bit.ly /15NWT. You'll get my schedule there. You can find a time that works for you. We'll hop on the phone and see how I can help you find that balance in your life and find that joy and energy that you've been striving for.
Oh, I love that. That's so awesome. And thank you for that offer for my listeners. That's always fun. Yeah, and we'll make sure to have that link in the show notes as well. So if anyone is driving, you know, don't write and drive. We will have the link for you. You can just click it whenever, you know, you're actually in a safe place. Mm-hmm. We don't want you hitting any bicyclists or anything crazy like that.
No, please don't do that.
Bring it full circle.
Yeah.
Oh, so Jennifer, was there anything that you thought of while we were doing the interview that you would like to share with the listeners before we close us out?
I just always want to tell you guys that you're worth it. You know, we'll get in our own way more than anything else. We will make every excuse for ourselves, and we'll blame it on those around us. Like, oh, well, I just don't have time because of my family or because of this or because of that. But you're worth it. You're worth feeling healthy. You're worth reaching your goals. You're worth striving for. And it's just little habits that you can do every day that's going to help move you in the direction of the vision you really want for yourself. So you're worth it. And I believe in you. I see you. I believe in you. You're listening to this podcast. So you care enough to listen. And yeah, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But you are totally worth it.
That's beautiful. I love it. All right, love. We are going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being my guest today. I so appreciate you and taking your time, you know, to scheduled time to join me and bring all of this awesome value for the listeners. I hope that anyone listening actually comes back and takes the time to check in and go, okay, that really resonated with me. That is really important to me. That's something that I need to do for myself. And just, you know, click that link and get in touch and begin the journey toward feeling better and looking better and thriving and having energy and having fun and not dragging yourself through your day and being, you know, just kind of in a place where you're getting by, but you're actually really thriving. So I really appreciate you, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And hopefully we will see you again soon.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care, love.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you thought of someone while you're listening to this episode, would you send it to them? Just let them know you were thinking about them or that they came to mind and make that connection. If you would take a minute to rate and review my show, that would mean the world to me. And let me know about topics that you want us to cover in future episodes. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. What are you waiting for? Go hit the subscribe button right now. I'll see you next time. Mwah.